This is the Love First Movement Podcast, a podcast that tells stories about discipleship and love first in southwestern Ontario. The Love First Movement is a disciple-making and church-planning movement in southwestern Ontario. In 2019, the Hoovers moved to Sarnia to begin this movement. In this podcast, I share stories from this movement, reflect on missional theology and disciple-making movement strategy, and share insights from ethnographical field research. To partner with us in this mission, or to find out more, including how you can pray for us, go to lovefirstmovement.com. Thank you for listening, and enjoy this episode.
Hey everyone, Jeremy Hooper here, Love First Movement Podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode. Just want to let you know that you can find previous episodes at lovefirstmovement.com, or you can subscribe to this podcast at Apple, Google, or Spotify podcasts. Appreciate your support. Every listen helps build more awareness of what we're trying to do here. I wanted to share with you a tool today that I have used for many years. It's a tool that goes by a particular name. I refer to it as a learning loop. Others, maybe with more of a military background, call it the OODA loop, O-O-D-A. Others in different industries and businesses refer to it in different ways. But at the end of the day, it's a tool that's designed to help us process our experiences. And in the learning loop, which is just slightly adapted from Mike Breen's book, Building a Discipling Culture, is a tool that helps me process what it is I think God is saying to me in this ministry context. And so this loop is a circle, and it goes through the process of answering a couple of questions. And those questions are, what is God saying, and what am I going to do about it? The basis for this comes out of the biblical concept of time. And in the Bible, there are two different words that are used for time. There's the regular word chronos, which represents time, the way that time passes, or we mark time by saying, it's your birthday today. We look at chronological time, and you may recognize the word chronos as part of the word chronological. But the Bible also uses another word for time called kairos, and that word represents more of a quality of time. Using the birthday example again, I might say to you, hey, yesterday was your birthday, happy belated birthday, and that's chronos time. I'm recognizing a mark or a division of time and what that stood for. But I might ask you, hey, how was your birthday? And that's a representation of what we mean by kairos time, that I'm now asking you to reflect on a particular event and draw meaning from it. A friend of mine uses this example, the question, what season are you in? That question has both a physical meaning, but also a metaphorical meaning. The literal physical meaning of that today is that I'm in the fall season. Although, frankly, today in Sarnia, we've had some unusually warm weather. It feels more like summer, but chronologically, temporally, I'm in the fall season. But if somebody asked me that question metaphorically, what season are you in? I would say, well, I'm in a season of discernment. I'm thinking, I'm praying, I'm learning, I'm trying to decide, what are the next steps for Love First? And that one simple question can have two totally different meanings based on whether we're asking it from a chronos framework or from a kairos framework. So the learning loop is a tool that helps us take that kairos framework and then figure out what it is that's happening with that. And so if you picture a circle and you divide that circle in half, the right half of the circle is focused on answering the question, what is God saying to you? And the left side of the circle is focused on answering the question, what will you do about it? Alternatively, you could think about the first half answering the question of listening, and the second half, or the left half of the circle, focusing more on the obedience or the action that comes out of listening. And so there's a few different steps involved. As we listen to what God might be saying, we observe the data around us. We observe what happened. We take stock of where we are. We think about past history. We think about what the vision is. We think about where we want to go. But then we move to a period of reflection. And in that reflection, we try to take stock of things on a deeper level. And we think about the meaning behind where we are as a church, the meaning behind what it is that we're trying to accomplish, and we go a little bit deeper. Sometimes it's helpful in this stage to discuss things with others, to get their point of view, to draw in their perspectives, to find out from them what they think of the ideas that you're learning and bouncing off. And so all of those aspects, observing, reflecting, and discussing with others, play a part in listening to God, discerning, and answering the question, what is God saying to me? As we go to the second half of the circle, the left half, the side that's more focused on obedience and action, again, as I've said, we're focused on the question, what will you do about it? And so here, if we're going to do something, we're going to make a plan for it. As we've gathered data, reflected on it, asked questions of others, sometimes it becomes obvious what a plan is, or at least we get the semblance of a plan. We begin to put that together. We can find some accountability behind that by putting the plan in front of some trusted friends or advisors. And then ultimately we have to act. And sometimes in the act, it throws us right back into another Kairos moment, right back around the loop to where we now draw data on and around what happened when we acted. And so this learning loop, this tool of examining Kairos moments, these moments where we believe God may be giving us some insight, these seasons that we're in that we believe God may be drawing our attention to this or that thing, this learning loop is a tool that can help us figure out or discern what God has in store for us. Let me give you an example of how I apply this in my particular work. I've stated throughout the podcasts here that we're going to struggle when it comes to winter. As we work with folks on Kathleen throughout the summer into the early fall, even the late fall, folks are around outside. They sit around their front porches visiting with each other. And it's relatively easy to go and strike up a conversation. Of course, as seasons change in we come upon the winter season, it's not very often that you find folks outside. And so the question becomes, what do we do in winter? Do we lease space? Do we try to meet indoors? Do we continue meeting outside? If we meet indoors, do we do it in small groups? Do we do it just one family unit at a time? How do we go about doing this? And so I've observed that the outdoors has worked really well for us to this point. But now that we're heading into the winter time, outdoors isn't going to work all that well. In fact, it's probably not going to work at all. So I'm observing that we have a problem that I need to address. And as I reflect on what our options are, and probably the best options for meeting places are leasing a place, continuing to try to meet outside, and I know we used the tent and propane heater option last week. We're going to do it again this week. Using our house and just doing the best we can. Some other options have come up, and I've discussed these options with some other people. And these options are, what if we were able to pull some resources together and lease a drop-in center space? What if we were able to gather this space together and treat it kind of like a community center? Is that something that folks would come to? Could we create a space that could create community on Kathleen Avenue? That's one option. A second option that I've come up with is the possibility of launching a small business that we could employ some people with and work alongside each other and have a lot of hours together for building relationships, developing skills, mentoring one another, learning from each other. I'm not saying that either of these plans are definitely a go, and I'm not saying that they're the best plan, but they're part of the reflection that I've come across as I've thought about this learning loop, observed, reflected, discussed with others. And so now I'm in the process of putting a plan together. I'm thinking about what are the components of this, what are the phases, what are the best options, the best approaches. And as I put this plan together, I'm going to find accountability from both my board of directors for Love First Church and also my partnering team that has been a tremendous sounding board with a lot of wisdom as I've thought about and worked through issues related to the church plant. But then after I get through that phase, I'm going to have to act. And we're going to go out and do something. Maybe we'll find great success with it. But if whether we do or whether we don't, it will likely shoot us back into another Kairos moment, back into the learning loop where we take stock of the decision that was made, the things that we did, and then decide whether or not we need to proceed, how we need to proceed, what needs to change, and so on. It's never bad to try something and see what sticks. If it doesn't work, you can always pivot away from it and pivot towards something else. I hope this application example gives you some insight, a perspective on what the learning loop could do for you. I'd love to help you learn how to use this in your own life, ministry, context. If you have any questions about it, feel free to let me know. I'd be happy to talk further about it with you. Tonight, we've got our weekly Bible study. Last week, of course, some of you saw a picture that I put on Facebook of a outdoor propane heater that we were using along with a tent. That worked out really well. It seemed to work out. It was a little cool, but not bad. Today is unseasonably warm. I don't think we'll even need to do that. I think we'll just be able to sit out. And so on one hand, I'm thankful we're able to continue meeting. It's not forcing my hand into a quick decision here. It continues to give me time to work my thoughts and actions around the learning loop. I suspect we'll be able to get through November for sure without any problems with our outdoor Bible study. We continue to meet new people in Sarnia. We continue to learn more about the culture here in Sarnia. Tomorrow, I've got a trip planned to go up to Newmarket to meet with a friend up there who's doing some work on trying to acquire a community house up there that some member of his church will live in, and they'll use it as a way to directly bless the community that the church is located in. I'm hoping to learn from him some ideas around that I may be able to bring back and use for the drop-in center, community center idea that I have here for Kathleen Avenue. I ask that you'd pray for me, pray for us, pray for the church as we are in a phase where we're kind of looking at what is the future going to look at. Any of your prayers would help. The Bible study is in the Gospel of Mark. I think it's going really well. Folks are responding to it. But again, we can always use your prayers. Thank you for any prayer that you've offered for us. I know many, many of you listening have also contributed to our work from one time or another. We appreciate all of you who have become financial partners with us. It helps us to be able to do the work more easily, to reach out to people and make sure that we have the resources to be able to do that. I'd encourage you to continue praying for us. I'd encourage you to share this podcast with others. Again, you can find more episodes at lovefirstmovement.com. I thank you for the concern and prayers that you've made on our behalf. And I encourage you to pray about becoming a financial partner with us. And if that's a route you'd like to go in, you can find out more information on how to do that. There's a giving link at lovefirstchurch.ca. Or you can contact me directly and I'd be happy to help you figure out how to do that. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Let me know if I can be of any help in explaining these concepts further to you. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to the Love First Movement podcast. To find out more about our work and ministry, to learn how to pray for us,
or to see how you can partner with us financially to help bring about the kingdom of God in southwestern Ontario, go to lovefirstmovement.com. Music for this podcast was provided by audionautics.com. Podcast hosting is at Captivate FM. Thank you again for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast to catch new episodes as they come out and provide any feedback you have at lovefirstmovement.com. Thank you again for listening. Bye for now.